Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning, a day after Thanksgiving, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we continue through and start to wind down the journey through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving. Today's topic is being thankful for God's Spirit. Use a text where Jesus talks about the counselor, the helper coming, and to bring peace. He's not talking about bringing a worldwide peace that people often talk about or dream of or wish for. But he's specifically addressing the disciples, and as he addresses them, he's addressing us about the troubles that we'll have in this world, about an internal peace, about a peace that surpasses all understanding, about a peace that we can have with God because of Jesus. It's God's Spirit that draws us to a peace that only He can bring, because it draws us to God Himself. I live in a way that is, for whatever reason, highly susceptible to anxiety and panic attacks, and have dealt in trauma in my life that has resulted at times in the PTSD. And when the doctors first diagnosed that, it just seemed so strange, because I think I haven't gone through what so many others have. I've had a fairly quiet life, I would say. And yet the brain kind of attacks itself and attacks me at times. And I've discovered that while there's times that I need help, there's times that I don't seek help. I want to live life on my own, and not only do I not seek help from others to carry the burdens that God has meant to be shared, but I forget and I don't go to God like I should. Fortunately, I'm learning, and experience teaches me that a consistent walk with God makes the likelihood of going to Him in the midst of any trouble, that likelihood to increase. Because I'm already walking with Him, I'm already in step with Him, I'm already listening and communicating and communing with His Spirit within me. I think one of the things that somehow we get in our mind is we don't want to bother God. This isn't anything big. This isn't huge. I can handle this. We save our quote, God time for the big stuff in life. And then we wonder why we've become so worn down. Why we've been overtaken by worry and fear. You see, it's when we walk daily with God that we discover that those little things are just as important to converse about as the big things. It's kind of the way it is with people, right? The more we spend together with someone, a close friend, someone that we can confide in, the more we find ourselves revealing the little details, talking about the things that most people would not care to listen to. And yet, because of relationship, we not only talk about it, but we enjoy hearing about it from them. And God has given us His Spirit to dwell within us, so that His presence is never gone from us. I think about the days of Moses and the Israelites traveling from Egypt to the Promised Land. And the presence of God settling over this tent of meeting where Moses could go and meet with God. But there would always be a time where that presence would lift from that place and move as a sign that it was time for the Israelites to move, to pack things up and to follow God. And while there's elements of that picture that I just love, this teaching and training of our need to follow God, there's also elements that, well, aren't so good in my mind. The elements of God's presence lifting and leaving. I mean, in a sense, it only left if we chose not to follow, if they chose to stay put, but with God's Spirit, His presence is settled in. It's at home in our life. We carry it with us all the time, or probably more accurately, most say He carries us. And it's this Spirit that dwells within us that God says brings about peace. And sometimes we don't like the way that He does that. Because the primary peace that we need, the primary peace that is His concern, is peace with God. And so He brings conviction. And many people have gotten really good. People who have come to Christ, who have been filled with His Spirit, have gotten very good at ignoring that Spirit because they don't like the conviction. They don't want to change. They don't want to do life differently than what they're currently doing it. But it's that conviction that brings about the necessary change when we submit, when we surrender to God. And so not only does His Spirit bring about conviction, but it brings about the ability and the process of transformation. When we repent, when we turn, when we change our mind about the direction we're headed, when we respond in an appropriate way to that conviction, we're not left alone to change. God's Spirit is the helper that empowers us to be transformed by the power of God. Not only does God's Spirit convict us and help us to make that transformation possible, but it is known as the Comforter. The one who shares our sorrows and our grief. The one who experiences those things with us and sits with us in our times of despair, in our times of loneliness, in our times of heartache. When Jesus says that He will never leave us nor forsake us, His promise to His disciples and to us was that He would place within us His Spirit, His very presence, so that He would always be with us. The promise of Jesus that He would be with us to the very end of the age. And truthfully, even beyond that. Is made possible by His Spirit. So I'm thankful that God's Spirit has been given to all who have chosen to have their sins washed away, to be filled with that Spirit, to walk a life that is renewed and refreshed, to be able to live at peace. Because as we live at peace with God, we find it's much easier to live at peace with one another. When we understand the cost to God, the sacrifice of Jesus to make peace and to make it possible for us to have peace with Him. But even our cost of full surrender. We ought to be more open to the price that needs to be paid to live at peace with one another. I believe that's why the Bible tells us to be at peace with all people as far as it depends upon us. Recognizing that not everyone wants that, not everyone accepts that, not everyone seeks peace. But it's up to us as to how much we keep our side of the conflict going. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to accurately ask God to help you to accurately evaluate how much you walk by His Spirit, how much you walk with His Spirit, how much you live in communion with His Spirit. If His presence is a consistent thing in your life, or probably more accurate, if your awareness of His presence is a consistent thing, or have you gotten really good at ignoring Him, at doing things your own way regardless? You see, today I am thankful for God's Spirit, because God's Spirit brings peace even when conflict reigns all around me. God's Spirit helps to calm me. God's Spirit reminds me of the promises of Jesus, that even in the midst of this world's trouble, I can have peace. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love is so great that You sent Jesus to make the way that we could have peace with You. And knowing how difficult it would be for us to continue that peace and to continue to walk in that peace, You've given us Your Spirit to dwell within us, to convict us so that we would make the changes that we ought to make, to teach us so that we would know the right way to go, the right way to live, the right way to love people, to encourage us and comfort us in the midst of the troubles that this world brings. Father, to help us. God, I'm thankful that Your Spirit is with us, that Your presence goes not just before us, but Your presence goes with us because of Your Spirit. I'm thankful that each day that we can grow in the knowledge and awareness that Your Spirit is with us, and that a growth in that awareness would help us to live at a greater level of peace, that we would have confidence in the peace that we have with You, and we would grow in our desire and our practice of peace with one another. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would know the power of Your Spirit poured out upon mankind and living within those who belong to You. And Father, we would serve as examples of being able to communicate and listen to all the details of life. Father, that our example of going to You about everything would be seen and heard and modeled so that our children would believe and understand that You care for them. Father, may we model that by even by the way that we listen to the things that are important to the children that surround us. Father, as I pray, I think about the turmoil that this world is in. The emotional turmoil, the spiritual turmoil, the political turmoil, the turmoil that seems to just bubble over in every direction and from every direction. And Father, may Your Spirit, which dwells within us, give us the confidence to live at peace. A confidence that says and does and acts in ways that are good and right and pure. A confidence that seeks to do the things that we can do to make things right. But also a confidence that trusts in You when the actions that we do are not enough. At least not enough to accomplish what we think we need done. So, Father, I pray that today we would live with a greater thankfulness for Your Spirit. And that thankfulness would lead us to pay more attention to Your presence. To walk more deliberately with You. To spend more time listening as we spend time in Your Word, that Your Spirit would teach us, correct us, even rebuke us when we need that type of chastisement. But Father, through all of it, that we would understand and know Your great love that works in mighty ways through Your Spirit so that we can be more and more like Jesus. And Father, as Your Spirit brings a peace within us, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus so that many could be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning. I about lost a day there. A Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.